Sergio's story. Part 1. Sergio talks with his coach.
That's the second time this week he's fallen asleep in class. I wonder how he's doing. Hey, Sergio, do you have a few minutes to talk?
Sure, Miss Fisher.
I noticed you haven't been in class a lot lately, and sometimes you've been falling asleep. Are you okay?
I'm so sorry, Miss Fisher. I'm just tired. It won't happen again.
It's okay, Sergio. You don't have to be sorry. I'm just worried about you.
I'm okay.
Is something going on?
No, I just didn't get much sleep last night.
What kept you up?
Just, like, homework and stuff.
Oh, are you having issues completing your homework? I can arrange some extra help for you if you'd like.
No, I'm good. Thanks, Miss Fisher.
Are you sure? I can talk to your auntie or uncle about maybe getting you a tutor.
Thanks. It will be fine, really.
Okay, but if you need anything, you can let me know.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Bye. Gotta stop falling asleep in class, or she might call auntie or uncle and I'll really get in trouble.
Sergio! Hey! Where you been, bro? It's been a minute.
Yeah, I've been busy. What are you guys up to?
We're hanging out now if you wanna come.
Thanks, but I've got practice now. I already missed a ton this month.
Come after practice then.
Nah, I can't. I gotta work tonight.
Man, you're always working at that restaurant. You practically live there.
If they only knew.
Hey, Sergio. It's been a while since I've seen you at practice. I was getting worried. How have you been?
Yeah, sorry, coach. I've just been busy with some things. But can I join in today?
Of course. The guys are just about to start some laps, so you can go join them. You might want to take off your hoodie, though. It's pretty hot in here today.
I feel fine. I'm just going to keep it on.
Okay. If that's what you want. All right, team. That was a great session today. Let's meet back here same time on Thursday so we can prepare for Friday's game. Sergio, can I see you for a minute?
Yeah, what's up, coach?
I just wanted to see how you're doing. Is everything okay? You missed a lot of practice and games lately, and you weren't playing like yourself today.
Yeah, I'm okay. Just tired. I've been busy with work and things lately.
Are you still working at the restaurant with your auntie and uncle?
Yeah, it's been crazy busy lately.
How many days do you work there?
Pretty much every day.
Oh, and how long do you have to work each day?
It depends. Sometimes it's the whole day. Other days, it's just like the morning or evening.
Ah, that sounds intense. Do you get any downtime to do your own thing?
Kind of. But I also help my auntie and uncle out with stuff at home, like looking after my cousins. Well, they're not really my cousins, but you know.
That must be hard, working all the time and trying to balance school and practice.
I guess.
No wonder you're so tired.
Yeah, but I gotta work, though. My auntie and uncle helped me out, and I gotta help my family back home.
I get that. Can you take a break, though, or maybe work fewer days?
No.
But what about taking time to do your homework, or playing the games, or see your friends? Don't you miss them?
Of course I do, but like I said, I have to work.
Okay. It just sounds like you're working a lot. Maybe too much? And I hope you're getting paid for all this work.
Yeah, kind of, but I gotta go now. Coach, my uncle will be mad if I'm late for work. I'll see you at practice on Thursday. Bye.
Friday.
Everyone's gonna ask me where I've been, and coach is gonna be on me again for missing practice yesterday. I'm so tired from working all the time and then pretending everything's okay when I'm at school. Maybe I should tell someone what's going on, but that might make things worse, and I don't want to get in more trouble with auntie and uncle. I wish I could talk to my family. If I had known things would be like this, I...
Sergio, hey, wait up.
Oh, hey, coach.
I'm glad I caught you. Do you have a few minutes to talk before class starts?
Okay.
We missed you again at practice yesterday, and I didn't see you at school the past couple of days. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I was just working. Sorry I missed practice again.
That's okay. I figured you might have been working. Miss Fisher was asking about you as well. We're just worried. We tried calling your auntie and your uncle too, but we couldn't reach them.
Oh, they were probably busy with work too.
Right. Well, about your work, we didn't get to finish our last conversation. Do you mind if I ask you a few more questions?
Okay, I guess.
You mentioned that you kind of get paid for all the work you do. What do you mean by that?
Well, I do get paid, but the money goes back to my auntie and uncle because I owe them. My pay gets taken off from the total amount that I owe them, I think.
So you owe your auntie and uncle? For what?
Well, they helped me come over here, and they let me stay with them and their family and eat their food, so I owe them for all that.
Okay, but does that mean you can't stop working, or you won't get any money until you finish paying them what you owe?
Yeah, kind of.
And how long will that be?
I don't know.
That doesn't sound right, Sergio. You should be able to keep the money that you earn. You know there are labor laws in this country, right? Which means you can't be forced to work or do things you don't want to do or that don't feel safe.
Yeah, I know, but...
And what does your family back home think?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to them in a while.
Does your auntie and uncle ever say that they'll do things to your family back home if you don't work? Or do they hurt you? Sergio, is that why you're wearing that hoodie, even though it's like 95 degrees?
Why are you asking me all these questions, man? I don't want to talk about it. Coach is asking me too many questions. If I tell him what's going on, I might get in trouble. Or what if something happens to my family? Or what if my cousins gets taken away? I heard those things happen. And then it would be all my fault. But auntie and uncle are pretty good to them. It's just me they treat differently. And I'm tired of it. So maybe I should tell Coach. But what can he even do? I'm so confused and I feel all worked up. Maybe I should try that activity Coach showed us in practice the other day to help clear my mind. It probably won't work, but I guess I could give it a try.
Sergio, hi.
Hey, Coach, can I come in? I'm sorry about before. I didn't mean to yell.
Yes, please come in. And I'm the one who's sorry. I didn't mean to upset you or give you a hard time. I was just trying to understand what's going on.
Yeah, I know. But there's nothing you can do. There's nothing anyone can do.
I know it might feel that way, Sergio. But believe me, things can get better. Your situation sounds tough. I want to make sure you're okay and not being taken advantage of. Can we go talk to the school counselor? I'm no expert in these things, but he might be able to link us with some services that can help.
What services? I don't want to get in trouble or get my family back home in trouble. What if I get put in jail or deported? I'm not from here, you know.
It doesn't matter where you're from, Sergio. If something's happening that shouldn't be, it's not your fault, and you're not going to get in trouble. And when I say services, I mean different things that can help you out with what you're going through. Like I said, I'm no expert, but there are people who know about this stuff and can help. But I want your permission to speak with the school counselor. Would that be okay?
I don't know.
I know this is scary and overwhelming, but what's happening to you is not right. I really think we can get you some help to make things better. They can talk with you about all your options.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the school counselor's office and figure out a plan together. And I'll let your teacher know that you might be a little late to class. Thanks for sharing all this with me, Sergio. I can't imagine that was easy.
Part 2. Sergio meets with his victim advocate. Many months later.
So how have you been, Sergio? You look well.
I'm okay. I finally got to talk to my family back home, which was nice.
Oh, that's great. I know your caseworker was trying to help you get in contact with them for a while. How are they?
They're okay. They're really sad and angry about what happened to me. And they were really scared when they heard that the police and people from Child Protective Services got involved. But they're happy that I'm staying in a safer place now. They really worry about me, though, especially my mom. She's worried that I'm out here alone with no money or family, but I told her that my caseworker helped me to apply for some benefits. And she spoke to Miss Amory for a bit, you know, the lady I'm staying with. So I think that made her feel better.
That's good. She spoke to your foster parent, Mrs. Amory. You know you can get help with returning home if it's safe and is something that you want.
Yeah, I know. I miss my family, but things are also not good back home. So I think it's better that I stay here, finish school, and get a good job where I actually get paid so I can help them out like I always planned before everything else happened.
Sure, that makes sense. And your lawyer, the one who works on immigration cases, has he talked to you about visa options and submitted an application yet?
Yeah, he talked about the T visa and another one called CIJA or CIJI.
Oh, CIJIS, Special Immigrant Juvenile Status.
Yeah, that one. I get confused by all the names and legal stuff. But I think we ended up going with the T visa, but he said it can take a long time to get processed.
That's okay. It can be very confusing. And unfortunately, all these processes can take a long time, and there can sometimes be delays too. I know it took a while to meet with the prosecutor's office, and some of the meetings have been a little long and confusing.
Yeah, it's good that you asked for an interpreter for me. I didn't think I needed one, but it's actually really helpful because of the legal stuff.
It's really important that you understand everything that's going on. So please do ask for an interpreter again if you need one. And feel free to ask questions if you don't understand something. As your advocate, that's what I'm here for.
So what's happening now with my case?
Well, the prosecutors are still looking through all the information they've gathered and are deciding whether or not they will move forward with the case. If they decide to move forward, then they will inform your auntie and uncle of the charges that are being brought against them, and they will present the case to a grand jury.
What's that?
A grand jury is a group of people from the community who don't know you or your auntie or uncle. They listen to all the evidence and decide whether your auntie and uncle should be charged with a crime. The prosecutor might ask you to testify in the grand jury about what happened. Sorry, I know there was a lot of information all at once. As we get to each stage, I'll explain these things in more detail. And I want you to remember that even if the prosecutors don't move forward with the case, it doesn't mean that they don't believe you or care about what happened to you. It just means they don't have enough information to move forward. Labor trafficking cases can be very complicated and tricky to prosecute.
Okay.
Are you okay, Sergio? I know that was a lot. How are you feeling?
I don't know. Confused?
Sure, I can understand that.
I'm still getting my head around what happened and this whole labor trafficking thing. I never heard of it before, and everything's completely different now. And I feel bad for my auntie and uncle. They did kind of help me at first, but then things just weren't good and got out of control. I'm glad at least my cousins are doing okay.
It's completely understandable to have all these strong and mixed up feelings. You've been through a lot. But please remember that none of this is your fault, and you are not responsible for what your auntie and uncle did. Have you been able to see that therapist I referred you to?
I've only seen her once, and she was nice, but it feels weird and hard talking to someone about my feelings, especially someone I don't even know. It's not really my thing.
I hear you. It takes time to trust someone new and feel comfortable talking about things like this. Would you be willing to try seeing her a few more times? You might find it helpful.
Yeah, I guess. It did feel good to speak to her in my language, and she did show me a breathing exercise that works pretty good.
Glad to hear it. All you can do is try. And it sounds like playing sports has been really helpful, and your coach continues to be really supportive too, which is great. Okay, well, before we wrap up for today, I just wanted to remind you that I've scheduled a time for us to meet with that person from the Youth Community Center next week.
Oh yeah, they're gonna talk to me about workers' rights and stuff?
Yes, exactly. I know getting a job once you have your work permit is important to you. And I know we've already looked at some handouts from the Department of Labor. But I want to make sure you fully understand the laws and your rights here so that things are safe when you're working.
Okay, thanks, Miss Maya. I appreciate that.
I'm proud of you, Sergio, for being so strong and resilient. I know things haven't been easy, and it's hard to know who to trust and what to do. But please try to remember that no matter what happens with your case, you are not alone. We are all here to support you in whatever ways we can, and you will get through this.
Thank you for listening to Sergio's story.
These audiobooks were produced by the Center for Justice Innovation and Alternate History Comics, with audio editing and mix by Ian Budzazi. This project was supported by grant number 2018 V3GXKO69, awarded by the Office for Victims of Crime, Office of Justice Programs, U.S. Department of Justice. The opinions, findings, and conclusions or recommendations expressed in this product are those of the contributors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice.